Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
That's not Dean Martin, that's Frank Sinatra. But today's Dean Martin's like 100th birthday. It's kind of exciting.
Oh, cool.
He's not alive, but he would have been 100.
Happy birthday.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but here we are nonetheless, Brian and Kathleen, along with our friends, Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning, guys. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Joe, you got your cargo shorts on with your tennis shoes?
Not today, no. But it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, the day is young.
Yeah, that's true.
Pull up your socks to your knees.
They're out of the realm of possibilities if I'm picking out what he's wearing.
See?
Yeah. As long as I'm not with Cindy, I can do that kind of stuff.
And see, to me, it sounds like the perfect vacation outfit, Joe. You know, you're getting the family together, go on vacation, pull up the socks to your knees and get working, you know?
Get working on vacation? Why would you need to put, like, your beach toys in your pockets?
Yes. Where else are you going to put that shovel?
In the bucket? Right. In the sand bucket?
There's sand in the bucket.
No, there's not.
Joe, we're going to have to fix this later, I guess. We're never going to win this on the radio, probably. But
No.
But family travel, even in cargo shorts, is probably a good thing.
Absolutely. No, it's great. You know, I'm one of the blessed guys in the world to have my own in-house travel agent. Rainy. You know, she's been making travel plans for us, you know, beginning with our honeymoon, and nothing has changed in the past 38 years. And I love it. I think it's great because, you know, she's a fun person. And, you know, because she is a fun person, she loves doing fun things and going to fun places. And, you know, and this, I think, is where Kathleen gets her ways, is that they're just fun people. And, you know, for example, this coming weekend, you know, we have back-to-back conferences in Houston. And in between our conferences, Cindy has mapped out the entire state of Texas, and and we're going all the way to Dallas, down to Waco, of course, and then down to Austin and back to Houston. And but it's kind of just fun memory stuff for us.
That's awesome. That'll be really fun.
So yeah. Is each minute planned? I mean, she's like, Joe, it's 11:57. It's time for us to leave.
Oh, not that bad, but we're getting close to that.
Is he right, Cindy?
It used to be more like that, especially when we had kids, because we wanted, you know, the kids were little and at home, and we wanted to be able to, you know, get the most in, especially if you did something like Disney.
Unless it was Dad's Day, and we went to, like, Edison's science lab or whatever.
Oh, fun. That sounds great.
We would go
every year there. There's, like, so many photos of me just sitting on a rock, like, sweating.
If you enjoy light, Kathleen, from a light bulb, that's an important part of your trip.
I'm grateful for my light.
So, Kathleen, was that like a fond memory?
I mean, it was fond, but I just remember, like, I wouldn't mind going to the pool now.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Well, I think, you know, I think if you don't need to plan every single minute, and I think I've really done things a lot differently. So now I have sort of a list of, when we go someplace, here are the things we'd like to do. I put them in order of priority, and we see how many we get to check off.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you get to see the best things first, and then if you don't get to see some of the other things, it's okay.
So now, what do you say, Cindy, to the young family who says, look, we have little kids, we don't have any money, we can't go on vacation?
Well, you know what? When our kids were little, we tried to do as many things as we could throughout the state of Ohio. We went to all of the state parks. You don't have to stay in the lodge. You know, you can find other means of places to stay. If you're into camping, that's really, you know, a lot less expensive. That wasn't something that we were into. But I think it's just important that you know, not only for the husband and wife for bonding, but for the family for bonding. You know, some of our, I have videos on my camera, a phone camera, that are just that I probably will never take off because they make me laugh so much,
mm-hmm.
Of just fun family times. So I think it's really important to plan. If you don't plan it, it's not going to happen. And I think the biggest thing for me is the whole bonding. Even if you have bad memories, it's still a bonding memory.
So it's not about the destination necessarily. It could be about just being together.
The journey, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm so thankful for, I was a biology major, and this had nothing to do with anything, but I remember my professor just basically saying, now today we're going to the nature center, but know that just millimeters off the sidewalk is a whole new world. You need to spend your time in looking for these things. And I think, you know, Cindy has allowed us as a family and to realize that just off the beaten path are some really pretty special things that we can really have fun with and have, you know, good memories with. And so mm-hmm. it's not necessarily we have to go to Disney World or we have to go someplace extravagant. You know, it's just, it takes a little bit of study and a little preparation time, which Cindy always did, and just, you know, taking the right exit and getting off and see this nice, you know, sight. That's all.
That might be the biggest problem, getting off at the right location. Keep driving past.
You mean like if Dad's driving?
Yeah.
Poor Joe.
Part of the fun memory.
Joe, I'm going to go on vacation with you, man. I'd love to go to that Edison Museum every year.
You better believe it, man.
He
I would love
it.
To go with you, too.
Let's go.
One time we had a tour through Gettysburg,
oh,
and they like got in the, yeah. the guy got in the car with us and drove, and it was a great nap.
Kathleen. My wife is the same way. She just wants to go to a beach or whatever. But she's a good planner, too, and that really helps on these trips. And we're also starting to embrace the idea that you don't have to fly across the yeah. world to go on a vacation.
Yeah, and I even remember as a family, we did, after my graduation, we did a really fun road trip. And we, did we go up to Maine first, Mom, and then just kind of work our way down or something?
We went from our area to Gettysburg, and then we went all the way up the coast, mm-hmm. Cape Cod, you know, all of the, and we did a lot of historical things along the way, too, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then went all the way up to Maine, and then we had great thoughts about maybe going from there to Quebec and coming through, home through Canada. But we didn't have time for that because we didn't have I didn't have specific places we had to stay. We were kind of winging it, which part of the fun of that was we had one hotel that we stayed at that was really, we couldn't find any place. So I'll skirt the details of what that was like, but it was a sort of a fun memory. But then we came home through New Hampshire and we just stumbled upon, I had a book of bed and breakfast and, you know, kind of different kinds of hotels. And we stumbled upon this great place that had this view, but we got there about 10 o'clock at night, had a late dinner. And as we got up in the morning, we looked out and we were like, oh my goodness, this place is awesome.
Oh yeah.
So we wound up staying there 2 days. And I guess that's the good thing about having that flexibility. And planning is very good if you have to plan, you know, where you're going to be at, done that. But part of the fun of that trip for all of us as a family was it had everything we wanted, and we had a lot of fun things to do, skeet shooting and horseback riding.
Museums.
Beautiful weather.
No.
No. Actually, you know what? There was a little museum.
Was there?
It
what
was
it?
An art museum.
Oh, that's
Norman Rockwell. There was like little one in the town. But some of those things you have to really look for, and that's part of the fun as a family. And even just making those decisions as a family makes it kind of fun, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, once again, some great advice from you guys. Just go for it. Build those family memories. Don't make the tasks involved in your little trip the goal, but make memories the goal of your trip. If folks want to get connected to you two on Facebook or somewhere else, how can they do it?
CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com, and certainly on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And today's challenge would be to sit down as a family and certainly as a husband and wife and make a plan for what you're going to do in the next few months, even if it's just a long weekend. Just make some plan. And I'll tell you what, I think part of the experience of doing these vacations together is such that it does allow for your family and your marriage to go the distance because you need those fun experiences.
Amen
Very
to
good.
That.
Well said.
Thanks, you too. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
All right. Well, thank you.